The guest who? The guest who? The guest who with Jacob Gibbs. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Now let's start the show.
Are you talking about like a $12 an hour bouncer?
I'm talking about like minimum wage, no tips bouncer.
What was you said? I really need a job. Okay, can you be a bouncer? Damn right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, and he tried to bounce, and I'm like, no. Like, legit, a job title bouncer.
Yeah.
This is not no physical activity bouncer. This is...
I had a buddy. He was a damn bouncer at Chuck E. Cheese's. And he said that got pretty wild, actually. He had a lot of bruises on his shins. I'll tell you that much.
Ankle biters.
You ain't lying, dude. Man. You ain't lying, so...
Kids are savages, man.
They are. Today, had a field trip to a pumpkin patch, and so they started, like, there's like this big corn pit thing, you know, it's like basically they built like this huge building, it's got corn in it, and for the first time in my life, I thought, only around here would you hear this, okay? How many times have you ever heard a mom, all the moms around there screaming this, I told you not to throw corn!
Yeah.
It's like, don't throw rocks, don't throw sticks, don't, you know. But it was for the first time in my life, I heard, you better quit throwing corn. You know, it was like,
yeah.
How redneck are we?
So like, you're probably thinking a head of corn or a little like BB corn, you know. Like
people in Detroit, Michigan, they'll be like, shit, father, man, they must have like corn slingshots down there. The old pumpkin patch was fun, man. There was a lot of pumpkins out there.
Is that today?
Yeah. Pretty hot, too. It's nice this morning.
Yeah.
Boy, it got hot bad. I drank like 3 Dr. Peppers. Yeah, it was bad. It was terrible. Yeah, there was something I was going to ask you. Why does it take 2 clicks to turn on a lamp?
Still don't know the answer.
We're in 2023, man.
Yeah.
So, what do you think the emergency call was about today?
That's fishy.
I thought it was a joke this morning.
They portrayed it like you could not turn it off, but you can. I did it.
Mm.
Yeah. Like it went off. I mashed a button and it stopped. But like you see on social media and everything like that, like it was going to go off for hours and you had to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Like they told you to turn your phone off and stuff. Like, I ain't got to turn my phone off. I'm just going to silence it. You know?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, call back later.
Dude, I don't know, man. It kind of weirded me out. I got an alert on everything from my damn cell phone to my tablet to the pager. You know, my pager went off.
Something's fishy. Like we was talking earlier, and you said something big's about to happen. I don't know. I think something big's about to happen.
They covered something up.
Yeah. Who mashed the button on accident? I don't know. But.
Yeah, because that's wild to me, dude. Like, I don't know. I was hearing on talking about stuff like that. It's just weird as shit. But, like, I reckon some, like, Portuguese. Is that right?
Portuguese.
Portuguese. Yeah. Portuguese. Yeah. Like porcupine, but the keys.
Yeah.
There was people actually right now, they're rioting roads. Trying to shut down all these highways and stuff. Did you hear anything about it?
I ain't heard that.
And dude, this one person glued themselves to the highway to the point that they had to bring out like a chisel thing and chisel the concrete or asphalt away from this person.
I need to know where they got that glue.
Me and you both, dude. I was thinking, good God, the shit I could fix with that. You know what I mean? Hey, man, I'm telling you, dude. But that's
you can fix
story.
That water hose you posted a video about, you know, with the whole flex seal. That you get some of that glue.
That's the worst fitness. That still hurts, man. No lie, that shit was terrible. Yeah, you couldn't like, no. Hell, I wouldn't wrap a Christmas gift in damn flex seal.
God.
That damn thing would be open before you got there, dude. Yeah. I'm not even kidding you. $15 on a Sunday. Coming down and get that. I want to fight that big dude that comes up and he goes, with Flex Seal, you stop anything. You know, it's got that big.
But wait, there's more.
It's like, and if you'll slow it down, you'll see water starting to push that thing out.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to patch anything, like it's got to be from the inside.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel so stupid because I believe the shit would work from the outside. You know what I mean?
And that commercial too, they did it on a boat too. You know?
Like, oh yeah,
come on, man.
Seal spray.
yeah,
where he had that screen door in the bottom. Uh-huh. Oh my god, I would, honest to God, dude, I would crawl through burning glass for 3 miles butt naked. If that's a real video,
you can sign me up.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be true. We'll still do it. I mean, I just want to crawl through naked, you know?
Hell yes, me too. I always stay cold too, so it probably feel pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tristan Cox on here.
Thank you for having me.
Man, I've been looking forward to it.
I'm excited. This is a.
It's a lot of fun, dude.
Yeah.
People get nervous whenever I ask them to come on and stuff. They're like, man, I don't know, you know. But just think of some stories. Like, a week later, they're like, okay, man, I'm coming on.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's not even, like, you don't really have to think it up or anything because it's like me and you're talking about, man, you start shooting the shit.
Yeah.
Hell.
Pretend we're the
bar.
You don't
even know where you end up. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's the fun part about it. So you big Texas man?
Big Texas fan. Probably the biggest in the state of Alabama. Got a big, big game this weekend. Hate OU. Can't stand OU. But like I said earlier, we
got something this year. The tickets, huh? Right? They divide
the tickets. They play in Dallas every year at the Cotton Bowl. Stadium is 50-50, so you got half the stadium in burnt orange. You've got the other 50 in maroon. Ugly ass red. This is worse than crimson red.
No, it can't be.
It's worse than crimson
Depends
red.
Depends on whose eyes are looking, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes. In my eyes, it's...
In my eyes, Alabama.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Might as well put them in shit
shirts,
brown.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, put them in shit brown.
Yeah.
It looks better. Mm. But big game. Like I said, we've got something going this year. Shout out to the Bammers. Got revenge this year.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
War Eagle.
Intended on going. We took off.
Longhorns.
Took off work. I was going to drive out there and go to it. Me and the girlfriend. And don't think we're going to make it. So we're going to hang low and find something to do together. That's going to be exciting.
Get some grocery store flowers.
Yeah.
Those always work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With chocolates or no?
Yeah.
They never eat the chocolate anyway.
Maybe some Nutella.
Nutella. Yeah. Oh,
whipped
absolutely.
Cream.
Whipped cream's a good
cream.
One.
Whipped cream's good with anything,
yeah,
man. That's what today, man. I really got to thinking about it. It was a buddy of mine's birthday a couple of days ago, right? And he turned like 56, but his mama still made him a cake or like bought him a birthday cake.
Yeah.
And, hell, they pulled that thing out. Boy, I was all excited about it and everything. I don't think I've eaten any birthday cake since like 1999. I hate it.
I like the cake. I don't like the icing.
See me.
Call
either.
Me a kid, but I'm that kid that'll get the cake. I'm turning it sideways. I'm cutting the icing off.
Yeah, see, I've never been one of those ones. You know, some of the kids come up here, man, they're like, hey, go ahead and give me that monster truck along with the, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I'm thinking, good God, that's enough sugar to kill like a dozen people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But we were talking about that today, man. I like the old ice cream cake.
Nothing wrong with ice cream cake.
No, I like the ice cream cake. That little Oreo center. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah.
My birthday's always around the Super Bowl. It's like, my birthday's like Friday and then Super Bowl Sunday, or my birthday's Monday and Super Bowl Sunday was yesterday.
Yeah.
Publix has always had this football cake. So whenever you're eating like ice cream cake, you know, it's got like the really thick vanilla thing, you know, and then you got that little bitty line of those cookie crumble things with the Hershey syrup on.
Mm-hmm.
Then chocolate.
You don't
right?
snort them, do you?
I have once, man, but it's kind of hard. It's a little hard going down, brother. But it's
just wanted to check.
Yeah, it's all that chocolate. The whole football is. Oh, dude, it's so good, man. Mm.
Yeah. You got some here?
No, I didn't see it. I think my wife bought two last year. Actually, I think one of them in the freezer. Yes. You know, everything's like really good, but then whenever you buy two of them, it's not good. Like it's too much, you know?
Yeah.
It's better like one a year where you're wanting more, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got, I don't remember if it's Publix or whoever's got that, the cream cheese icing. Now I can do that.
Say I like cream cheese.
When too. You can do that, but that whole, whatever the other, I don't know what the other kind is. I had to ask Smitty's wife. She knows cakes.
Yeah, Katie Cakes.
We'll have to get her expertise on this, but.
She made some cupcakes one time, man. If I would have had the munchies, I'd have probably ate four dozen.
Yeah.
No, like strawberry cake with that. Yeah. That icing is so good.
I've ate several of hers, and they're phenomenal.
Shit.
Phenomenal.
Good stuff. Yeah, there was something I was about to say that was going to be funny, actually. Hold on. So you been playing any golf lately?
I've been out of the game for about 3 weeks, but comeback's coming. Mm. Yeah, we gotta get back on there.
We'll be right back.
If you're wanting to shop Guess Who merchandise or maybe create your own, check out AddisonDesigns.us. They have everything from hats, shirts, koozies, coasters, you name it, they make it. Check them out, AddisonDesigns.us. Don't forget to use the promo code GUESS2, receive 10% off. Check them out.
We, me and you was talking about it, both playing Craft Farms down at, I guess that's Gulf Shores, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, no, it wasn't Craft Farms, it was the Peninsula.
Yeah.
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 And we were just talking about this, and no kidding, this wasn't, we had like a bachelorette trip, or bachelor trip,
bachelorette. You busted.
There were no girls there. Kevin Miller was the closest thing. But we were playing, you know, and there's about 16 of us. We'd all divided out and all this kind of stuff. And man, you know how it is, too. Summertime is hot, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Them beers are going down. I'm talking about smooth.
Yeah. You know?
And we got up there, dude, and I was on the, we were on the last hole, and they'd actually put me on with some, you know, like some of my closer friends, you know, like Spooner and Mason. Can't remember who else. Maybe Tim Fulmer might have been the other ones on our team. And I got old Greek behind us. No shit, dude. Well, this is called, actually, the Scotty Cameron Fire.
Yeah.
Gulf Shores, Alabama. They named it that. Yeah. There's some kind of plaque or something in there that talks about it.
It's probably for sale right now.
Yeah. Like, I signed it.
Yeah.
Which made it worth it even twice as much. But it was so funny, dude. We stand on the green. And everybody, like the group behind us, it was the last one. So, you know, of course, we're all trying to pick at each other and shit. And I swear, dude, a golf ball comes right up behind me. And I heard it. They never hollered for or anything. They're going to drop one in there on us, you know.
Yeah.
And by God, they dropped the damn golf ball in there on top of us. And I started laughing. I heard it hit by the time I was about to putt. I said, by God, you know what? You'll get me my 6-iron. I said, yeah, don't even worry about that. So I grabbed the ball and come close the green. I swear to God, I teed that rascal up, dude, and I swung this thing, and it went right at him, like right where I wanted to aim. And everybody started throwing me their golf balls. We hadn't even finished the hole yet putting or nothing. But I got this kicking golf. People was digging for them. And I'm like, watch this. Watch old Trent run or whatever. You know, by God, I pow, hit one back at him or whatever, you know. And once I hit everybody's golf balls and everybody seen what they wanted to see, they were like, I said, God almighty, I wish I knew this shit earlier.
Yeah.
You know, cause I got it figured out.
Yeah. You probably use like, it now. You use it now, right?
Yeah. They were like, that's your putter, dumbass. I mean, what did you figure out? Should have been using this thing on the par threes. No lie. Like, no shit. Because I couldn't hit a par three.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe I don't know. I must have had enough of that swing lube in me or something that day. But yeah, no, I don't still play with it. I'm the worst putter in the world, dude.
Dude. Putting's overrated. Putting's overrated. You get it within 5 foot, it's good.
That's what I mean. Wish.
Come on.
Then I would only do two putting. Yeah. Sometimes, man, like some golf courses too, it'll be like 546 yards or something. I'm just making up numbers. Yeah. I don't think I'm like a long gamer. Uh-huh. I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
But like, I'll get there and I'll accidentally roll one up and I've got an eagle chance. You know? So you just went like 500 yards and two shots, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So to go 16 feet, it takes me three more times.
Yeah. I'm the same way. I'll go golfing with good buddies that are good, and they're, before you get out of the cart, they're looking at that yardage like, oh, this is a 460 yard par four. I need to do this. And I'm like, man, I don't know what I need to do. I just need to hit the ball.
Oh, that's like, what I do. I'm like, please God, go in the fairway. Yeah. Go in the fairway. Don't land up.
Don't even care what's out there. Like, could be pond, could be cow.
Just
house,
hit the shit out of
just
it.
Just aim for something.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I do better at like a new golf course because I don't really know how the hole is. You know, mm-hmm. If you're standing, especially like up on an uphill shot, they're like, yeah, it's right there. You know, it's, oh, okay. And I got, you hit one, they're like, that's as good as it could be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah. So I think a lot of times, man, you are really better like somewhere you hadn't played.
It helps me a lot.
Yeah.
Because
you take a little more gambles and then, like, I can go to a golf course I played 1,000 times, and I'm trying every little gamble, trying to cheat this and cheat that. That may be my damn problem.
Always in the same spot, probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, don't go left because there's a huge crater that you're not going to be able to find your ball. And by God, I'm going in that crater. Yeah. Y'all might as well go get it.
I figured out what my golf game problem is, though.
What is it?
I went to the doctor. They started looking me over and stuff, and I'm really left-handed. Yeah.
Is that a true story?
Yeah.
Have you tried playing left-handed?
I'm going to order me a set of clubs, I think. So, for anybody that's ever beat me in golf before, that's the problem. Because, no shit, man, I played with some really good golfers.
Well, the next time when you get those left-handed clubs ordered, I'm your partner. We're gonna play a scramble.
You're a lefty too, right?
No, I'm righty. But people don't know you're a lefty and you're about to kill it, so you're gonna be the ringer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna bring me, and we're gonna take people's money.
Yeah, we will.
Because it's gonna have to pay for all my golf balls that I'm probably gonna lose.
I always tell people too, Liv, when I show up with a golf course student, they're like, you need to go in the clubhouse? I'm like, no, I already paid. You don't need nothing? No, I got three new gloves and 96 golf balls, and yeah, always make sure I got like enough balls in here. You know,
you know how like your good golfers have the new, they get a big box when they get there, or they have a big box when they, I say big box, they have a sleeve of three balls. That's all they need. No, that's not what I need. I need when I go pay, I get five or six of them used in that little jar, or little Ziploc bag,
yes,
or tub.
Yes.
Because I know
there's a Mojo ball and a Nike and a noodle in there.
Oh, yeah. And you look at those brands like, oh, man, like it makes a difference. I don't care if it says trash on it.
What you just said made so much sense, though, dude, because you think about it. I swear to God, I don't think I've ever walked into a golf course and said, just give me one little sleeve of like Titleist or something, you know?
No,
hell no. No. I go in there and I say, I don't really know how you say it, but give me them Sirixon, the 35, you know?
Yeah. And I don't care what it says on it, it don't affect me.
They're like, you care if they're black, you care if they're orange, you care if they're yellow. I don't give a damn if that's something just clear, because I probably ain't going to find it.
No,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't care what brand it is either, because it don't make a difference. Oh, same with like they got the what is it? They got the...
I picked up balls before it's been hit by the lawnmower out there mowing and just tee that thing where the cut side's on.
Oh,
the other
dude,
side.
Those range balls hit the same to me, you know? Might as well go scoop me some up and use those on the next
hole. I've been guilty of that too, by the way. I've been by the range and kind of ease over and I'm like, boy, that one's shiny. Pull over. I think it might be mine. I pick it up. Yeah. I'm like, no, it ain't. And then I put it in the little cup.
Yeah, flat, I put two black equal marks on my ball all day long. Been using those all day. That's my ball.
We'll be right back.
Alabama Horseshoe Pitchers Association is currently accepting new members and looking for participants. If you think that's something you might would be interested in, check them out via Facebook or website. Just type in that search engine, Alabama Horseshoe Pitchers Association. You can find all your rules and regulations there. Maybe you're just starting out. Maybe you've been playing a long time. It's all handicapped, so you're not going to have a newcomer playing against a veteran. So everything's matched up to where everything is fair. That's a great group of guys over there. If you're into horseshoes and you want to be yelling ringer, go check it out.
I do play with so many different golf balls, man. Like, you got those people to put, like, the little three dots on there and whatever, you know. You got people that go, they got that thing where they make a cross or they make, like, a heart or
the little arrow to putt with.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's going to mess me up. I'm going to.
See, I figured out on that, too, while I was slicing my putter.
Slicing butter.
I was slicing it. I wasn't drawing my line straight.
Yeah.
Because I only got one good eye, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really see, like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, straight on.
Golf is hard. Yeah, golf is.
I hate it.
Until you play golf, you don't realize how hard it is to hit that freaking ball.
Dude, I hate it.
But you keep going back.
Yeah, I keep going back for more. It's kind of like a bad girlfriend, really.
Yeah.
You're like, well, she's.
A bad girlfriend that don't put out. That's what that is. That's what that is.
Yeah.
But she hot, though.
Oh, yeah. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Sleeping with everybody in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's.
Man, she's been in a bunch of yards.
Yeah. They used to call her doorknob because everybody got turned.
Man.
I thought my bait went out.
That'd be a bad day.
Yeah. I was going through, you know, I've been doing this. Me and you were talking about this. We've only been doing this for like a year.
Yes.
Man, I went through one of those lines, dude, and I saw that blue raspberry, and I got thinking, I could go for some raspberry.
Right yeah. Now,
you know? We got drunk at Hooters. Yeah. And it was one of those goodbye. No, wait, we did not. I'm sorry. I was just lying because we did not go to Hooters yet. I bought that thing, but I told the woman, I'm like, just throw it in the bag. You know, just throw it in the bag.
Yeah.
Because I want to get caught. Then later on, we go to get Hooters. And it's just me and Spooner riding down the road. And man, I tore that thing up. I swear to God, like a kid at Christmas, dude. Started puffing on that. I really didn't even know how, you know, because it'd been so long since I hadn't smoked a cigarette or anything. Fell in love with it.
That's all
it's
she
tough
wrote.
Addiction, man.
Yeah, I tried to get off of this. I made it 3 days. So I did this weekend before last. Because I started a year ago, and used to I'd do it when I drank. That's it. I could buy it, drink with it, good. I like it, good, great. As soon as I'm done with the night. Wake up Sunday morning, it's put away, it's gone. I don't even know where it went. I always told my girlfriend, like, this will last me until next Christmas. And I would make that comment all the time. And then for whatever reason, on a Monday, I was like, it'd be good to take to work, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So
if I get stressed out.
Yeah, I get stressed out. You know, my job's not stressful, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Job is super stressful, so I got to have it. Well, anyway, I tried to quit last – it was weekend before last, and it burned out on a Friday night. Woke up Saturday, we went shopping, went to eat. I even got beers on lunch while we ate. Still didn't want it. Made it Sunday. Oh, I got in that office Monday. I made it till lunch, and I went on my lunch hour. I stopped and got me one. And Nikki, I told Nikki, I said, you know, because we were trying to quit together. It's team player here, you know, team sport. And hers burned out Monday at work while she was at work. And I told her, I said, mine burned out before hers did. I told her, I said, finish yours out. Finish yours out. You know, I'll make it till you're done. And then we're going to tag team this thing, you know.
Yeah.
So she goes to work Monday. And I remember getting a text message. I pulled it up. And it said something like, my vape's gone. I can't do this. I'm about to go get me one. Well, at this point, I hadn't texted her yet. I'd already got one. Oh, yeah. I got one on lunch. I sent her a picture of it at work. I set it up by my energy drink, and I sent a picture to it. Said something like, "Went bought me an energy drink, and they gave me a free vape."
It's tough, man.
I don't know. It's not good for you. We all know it's not good for you.
What is?
But what is, you know?
I always heard if it tastes good, it's not good for you. I think that's really true, probably. Which I don't know. I like some potatoes, but see, that starch and damn cholesterol. And
there's nothing good for you. Anything good for you is, I mean, it's not worth it. I'll just.
Hell no. I'd rather just die a little earlier.
Yeah.
You know, have that full body casket.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to get buried as. I'm going to get buried full open body casket.
Yeah.
No doubt. Like, you'll come in there and you'll be like, whew. Wow, they don't put shoes on or nothing, socks, nothing.
Just that Speedo that
just
you bought.
Just a Speedo, that's it.
That's what you need buried in.
And I may get buried face down.
Yeah.
I may just be in the viewing face down with my butt cheeks hanging out there, yes. Talk about vaping, though. Which one do you think would be tougher? Which one would be harder to quit? Vaping or a suppository addiction?
Vaping. Definitely. So. Definitely.
I used to kid people, man, because I've been around people forever that come to me that's addicted to, like, drugs. And I'm like, man, I used to hit them suppositories, man. I was shooting them up. But no, a lot of those people's got, like, pretty amazing what they've done. You think about it, we're trying to quit vaping.
Yeah.
It's something they say is, like, unreal for, you know, like, not good for you, but unreal.
You know, like.
It would be hard, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd probably have to go to, like, prison or something for, like, 6 years, probably. Like, locked up in a cell and not letting me out. Because from what I hear, man, it's crazy. But then again, you know what's always kept me from, like, doing, like, training, that kind of stuff? I like my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate work the 9 hours I'm there. Why the hell would I want to work, like, 4 days in a row on something? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
No.
Speaking of prison, I've got a buddy that told me that, you know, there's all kinds of ways to make money there, but there's this new hot thing. You get this piece of paper, and it's probably the size of, hell, I'd say 2 inches by 4 inches, a little square piece of paper, and you spray Raid on it, like the ant wasp killer. Okay.
Oh, God.
You spray wasp on. This is happening, right? Have you heard this yet?
Yeah,
this,
I heard a little bit about it.
This
yeah.
is happening right now, and because he's a prison guard or he's in the Talladega prison down there, and they'll spray that Raid on it, sit it outside and let it bake in the sun for X amount of hours.
Dry it out.
Dry it out. Roll it up. One of those pieces of paper. The size of, like I said, 2x4, no bigger than a
box of cigarettes.
Yeah, like a box of cigarettes.
Yeah,
that size for like $1,000 will sell in a prison because you rip that up. You rip little pieces of paper the size of like a tab on a Coke can.
Yeah,
you rip that little bitty piece up and you put it in a blunt or a cigarette or anything and hit it like you do a cigarette, and it gives you this high. That $1,000 piece, that one paper is $1,000, and you can probably get, I don't know how many cigarettes out of that, but
wow.
I mean,
you got
we're in the wrong business.
Yeah, and you're talking about, like, so the inmates are buying it?
The inmates will get it in there somehow and get the paper and get the Raid. And
that shows you, like, there's a lot of money. Like, people that's, like, in prison stuff, it's got a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah. Even I'll watch a lot of those shows and stuff too, where like they could put somebody that's in prison or whatever could put like a head out on me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And like it gets carried through, and that person that took the like killed me or whatever, hell, he's like goes to prison for life, and the other guy gets out in a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's wild, dude. It's crazy how everything is.
I don't know, on the subject of prisons. Did you watch that Aaron Hernandez documentary on Netflix? Uh-uh. With that you got to watch that with the whole, you know who he is, right? The one that murdered two people while he's playing football at the Patriots.
No, I have not.
So he went to Florida. You've not heard about Aaron Hernandez? Oh, man. Well, tonight, before you go to bed, watch the Aaron Hernandez documentary on Netflix. He went to Florida. He was a tight end, played football. It tells about that. I knew him just being a sports nut, but really, I knew him at Florida.
Sound like a...
He got drafted, went to the Patriots. I think the murders happened while he was at Florida, if I remember right. But he played an ongoing investigation for 5 or 6 years. He was playing football knowing that he murdered two people.
How'd he do it?
He shot them. He was one of those into bars and fights and all that stuff. He got in a big bar fight, shot two guys. They got killed. It tells about it in the documentary, but there's no proof on video or no leads to tie him to it. No motive,
so he's
apparently.
Not walking around.
So no. He finally got convicted and got proven guilty. But the cool thing about that documentary is he got thrown in prison and he filed for an appeal. Well, he had this big. He had just signed this huge contract with the Patriots, millions and millions of dollars. And he's got one or two little girls. And when he got thrown in prison, and that documentary talks about how he had a head injury that football players get when they get a bunch of concussions, a bunch of long-term
boxers and stuff.
Yeah, too. Long-term effects. I can't remember there's a name for it. So he had this documentary proves he had that, and that's why he was so crazy. And anyway, the cool thing about it is when he filed his appeal it's in Massachusetts is the state prison he's in and the state where the law occurred and all that stuff. So in the state of Massachusetts, if you die while you have a pending appeal for any kind of felony, it gets thrown out. So he committed suicide in prison. This happened recently, like 2 or 3 years ago. He's been in prison for 5 or 6 years, but he committed suicide 2 or 3 years ago, hung himself in prison while that appeal was pending. So that means he had this big lawsuit with the Patriots on paying him his contract.
Yeah.
Because, of course, they're saying, you're in prison, we're not paying you. You know, so I don't know all the legal things that go on with that. But he committed suicide while he's in prison. And I think he did that on purpose. This is my opinion. But I think he did that on purpose to give his daughters the money of that contract. It was like a 5-year, $30 million contract. And I think he committed suicide knowing that since his appeal was pending, they throw the case out. So now he's innocent, quote innocent, and
still proven guilty.
Now the Patriots, they're still fighting it to this day. I read about it, check on it daily, but that big lawsuit is still pending. That was a cool documentary if you like stuff like that. Yeah. But
see, I do. I like. We watched that where the Clemson safety or whatever raised the. Was it the little brother? You ever seen that? The movie's name, Safety.
I don't think I've seen that one.
It's pretty cool, too. Like, it's like that, but, like, he sneaks his little brother to school or into the dorm at Clemson, and then he plays his football, and he's, like, sneaking him to the bus every morning. Like, yeah, it's pretty good, man. Talking about those football teams, though, man. Florida State's quarterback is getting sued by the Tiger King.
I don't know much about the Tiger King, but you're going to have to.
Tiger King,
I've seen it, and I've seen memes and stuff. Give me the rundown on the Tiger King.
Okay, so the Tiger King is
just a local guy, but
this is the guy on TV and stuff. Let's see, Tiger King, Joe Exotic, guy with the ugly.
Yes.
Yeah.
So why is he?
Because the Florida State quarterback. Had a shirt made, had some shirts made that said Tiger King on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's suing that quarterback because he's got the copyright to Tiger King or something.
The current quarterback at Florida State.
Yeah,
okay.
By now.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
After they beat LSU, they put out that, or he had the Tiger King or whatever, like made some shirts or whatever. Yeah. And what I like to say is, Tiger King, Joe Exotic, you mullet's ugly.
Yours is way better.
Ugly. And whacking off tigers ain't making you enough money, find you a damn different thing to do. Because suing a damn 20-year-old is pathetic.
Yes.
Yeah. I said it here. Tiger King said all I want to.
What is...
Somebody told me that the other day. And I'm like, what the hell?
What is... Like, what made Tiger King Tiger King? Like, what is that documentary or that Netflix show about? Like, what is he...
He's raising the... I think he just has pet tigers or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when that came out and seen a bunch of stuff about it on social media, but I never watched it.
So. I thought he died. I really did. I thought he died. Did Dog the Bounty Hunter die?
I don't even know that either.
I know somebody died. It was like a dog or like a Tiger King or shit. I got to look all this up now. Damn it, man. I thought Joe Exotic was dead, but I may be wrong. I've been wrong once before.
So Joe Exotic is the Tiger King, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He is...
Man,
he's sentenced to 22 years in prison on 17 federal charges. Animal abuse and 2 counts of attempted murder for hire.
This is Tiger King?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep, Joe Exotic. So I guess he's got like the... You can go to like GoDaddy or whatever.com. That's where I even got like this name of the circle, Joker's name.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you go on there and you like punch it in and it'll give you.
I mean, it's not after the NASCAR driver. The. Which what one? Was her name? Danica Patrick. She was a big GoDaddy sponsor.
Mm. She was cute. Wasn't
she was cute. That's why I asked. She was cute.
She's really short.
Mm-hmm. Dark headed.
Yeah.
Couldn't drive a car, but
Women can't drive.
No,
dude, on top, let's just tell this story. My gosh, we are Saturday morning, we're gonna be like 20 miles down the road by 9:30. Okay, 9:30 is not very early,
no.
You know what I mean? Okay, so we get a I don't drive fast, I will get too close to something for it's time for me to turn, but other than that, I don't drive fast, you know. In other words, I'll be riding down the road and I'll be like, oh shit, I got to turn right, you know, you know, and I go.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But we back out of the garage, dude. I swear. I'm driving. I'm in the driver's seat. I back out. Get to the bottom of the driveway. She says, yeah, you know what? Go ahead and let me drive. So I said, okay. So I get out, I walk around, I hop in, passenger seat, and I turn around and look at the kids, and I said, hang on, we're running late.
Yeah.
You know, there's one curve in my driveway. I couldn't even get my seatbelt buckled. No lie. Like, I couldn't even get the seatbelt. I'm like, you know, we get to the bottom of the driveway. She sees that there really ain't that much. I mean, nothing she can't beat. You know what I mean? We're right on the highway. I finally get my seatbelt buckled about a quarter mile down the road, right? And she has enough nerve. She looks at me and she says, sure are vaping a lot. Well, hell yeah, I'm a nervous wreck. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the battery's probably going to be dead on this thing in a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Man. And then riding right up on somebody's ass. We were so close on the car in front of us. I literally told her, I can see that woman's eye color through her rearview mirror.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And it was like, well, this makes me feel like we're going faster. I'm like, we ain't going to get that much faster because there's like 4 cars in front of that car.
We on driving subject. I grew up in a racing household. Like, my dad raced at the Strip down there in Bailiton.
Oh, yeah.
Go-karts, dirt bikes. I woke up, we're racing something. So I inherited that gene. And when I was in school, I had a couple beaters, you know, but my senior year, I begged my dad for a Pontiac GTO. I wanted a GTO. So my senior year, he told me, I'll go in with
you. Not the Grand Prix.
Not the Grand Prix. We're talking the Pontiac GTO 5.7. Go get it, you know. Stomp it and go. Something an 18-year-old does not need.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with my lead foot. So dad goes in, I told him I'd start making payments on it. I worked at Jack's and Holly Pond and made payments on it. So I had this car, and it led after high school. Back in my high school days, I was getting somewhere fast. Yeah. I mean, I was like your wife. I was on somebody's ass. I was gonna pass if you wouldn't go and. If you was going to speed limit. You
can't even see their tag anymore. That's when I tap. Yeah. So I'm like, hey, shit, back up just a little bit.
So we had, I've got numerous stories of, like, all my friends used to tell me I'm the best driver there is. Because I would go around curves and stuff like that. That they would, the first few times they see me do it, they panic. The butthole's clenching up and they're nervous. But I made it and I. Second, third time around, they're just sitting there back there on their phone, just, you know, on Twitter back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
So on this, it was a Christmas weekend. Christmas was on like a Saturday, and my family had moved to Florida for a little bit. So I drove down there, and I was on the way back coming home for Christmas. And I had a buddy that lived in North Carolina. And we're both coming home for the holiday weekend, see family and everything. And he had this Pontiac Bonneville, old 1989.
The long one?
Yeah, the long Pontiac Bonneville. Yeah.
Hell yes.
Yeah. So we go to this, we're texting on the way home. I'm coming north and he's coming west, both going through Atlanta around the same time. We've been talking all day. So I was like, hey, let's stop and get Waffle House, you know. It's like 7 p.m., something like that at night, right there around outside Atlanta somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Stop and
eat.
I
like Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. So we stop and eat up. When we leave Waffle House, nothing was communicated. Nothing was talked about racing. Nothing was said about going fast. This Waffle House is right off the interstate. And when you get on it, when you come out of that Waffle House, you had a red light and then a left-hand turn to get onto the interstate to get back on westbound 20, yeah. I-20. And nope, we didn't look at each other, didn't do nothing. But I had in my head, since we're at that parking lot, he comes up, pulled beside me. I don't know why he was behind me, but he pulled up beside me, and I just looked over. He's there. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm about to blow his doors off. At the same time, he's thinking, oh, yeah, we're about to race. Light turns green. Freaking tires are roasting. I'm sideways. I'm going onto this on ramp. We're going on an on ramp. You what, 45 mile an hour, 55 mile an hour to get up to speed? No, we're going almost a buck to get on this interstate. And my car's blowing his off the damn highway. Zoom! Here we go. We go down this damn ramp. I veer on the interstate. I see his lights in his headlights in my rear view. And as I'm coming on the interstate, there's this big semi with a trailer behind it. So I have a decision: gun it, go in front of the truck, or brake it hard and whip behind him. Well, I gun it, go in front of him. My buddy yanks it to the left, goes across four lanes of traffic, and comes up right on me. He's riding me just all over. I mean, at this point, I thought I'd already won. You know, like, I beat the truck. I'm on the interstate.
But he's still,
you know, no, he's still wanting to go.
Yeah.
So he is all over me. So I'm like, we're going probably 120. I mean, at least. I'm not lying. I'm 120 just in and out of traffic. And I'm brake checking left, right. And this car is all over my ass, all over me. Well, here's it's good. Wouldn't Gage. Wouldn't my buddy Gage. He's fine with the story and all that, but he is, it's not Gage in my on my ass. It's a cop. Yeah. Lights flick on. Blue lights. Oh, man. This ain't going to be good.
Oh,
I was impressed he stayed on me the whole time, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But here he comes. And as soon as I seen the blue lights, I looked down at my phone. I had a missed call from my buddy and a text and this, that, and the other. Later on, I didn't look at it then, but later on, those were phone calls and text messages saying, hey, dude, that ain't me behind you. Stop. You know, it was a cop behind me the whole time. Yeah. So he pulls me over. I get on the damn shoulder over there. He comes running. I mean, he's running up to my door, you know, like, stay in the car.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You know, yeah. Like,
holy shit,
all right. You know, I wasn't running from you. I didn't know it was you, you know. As soon as you cut your lights on, I pulled over.
You cut them on at 80, brother.
Yes.
You're going to see how fast I was going?
He said, I'm going to get you, buddy. He runs back. Well, me, I'm thinking, oh, God, this is going to be good, you know?
So, I would have drove off. So, oh, shit, I really would have.
I got up, and I'm going to get to that. So, he takes off in that car. I call my buddy Gage. I said, hey, dude, thanks for the trying to give me a warning, but he's coming to get you now. He knows it's us. Oh, man, So he's driving down the interstate, just probably granny driving it, going 70. Cop pulls up behind him. I sit there 5-10 minutes maybe, and I'm like, oh, if he ain't back in 10 minutes, I'm gone.
I would have been gone.
And I should have.
When I would have seen his lights get out of my sight, yes, I would have went the other way.
And I didn't. And being so young, I didn't know if he had my tag, had my info. I'll take my speeding ticket and go on,
Reckless driving?
So he comes, he goes and gets my buddy. I see his lights on they had a big one of those cement barricades across the interstate. So I seen the lights go across this big bridge and then come back eastbound, turn around. He escorted Gage to me.
Oh.
So he pulls Gage over beside me. And he said, y'all want y'all out of the car? So we get out of the car. And I don't remember what he started with, but he asked what we were doing. We're dumb. And I'm thinking, yeah, we are, but he says, y'all didn't see me? I said, no, sir, I didn't. He said, I was on the on ramp. Y'all blew me off blew my doors off the side of the road, off the on ramp. I said, man, we're trying to get home, have a little fun, He said, I don't know what that dude behind you with his Dukes of Hazzard moves was. He whipped it 6 lanes in traffic. Gage is like, yes, sir, we're sorry, I think we're getting a ticket. And long story short, he said, it's Christmas time. Considered, I'm in the mood of giving, and we're gonna let you off. Y'all be careful going home. So to this day, I will never forget that light on my tail just all over me. And I'm trying to lose him. I'm going to buck 20 down the interstate, thinking like, why don't you cut your lights on 5 miles ago?
No lie. When I'm going like 80, brother, you mind turn those on?
Yeah.
Let me know you're back there.
Yes. Yes. Me and you are endangering other people right now.
give me a damn ticket, dude.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Talk with police and stuff. You ever seen the U.S. Marshals?
Mm.
SWAT team or anything like live action?
No.
No. Hey, all right, let me have a bush and all them. I don't want to have to get up and go get in the beer.
I got you covered, bro.
Yeah. You're the man. All right. So one time, man, down at Tarrant.
That's a bad place.
Yeah, I worked down there in the yard, the railroad yard. Well, I was trying to pump gas, dude. The Kangaroo station wouldn't let me pump it, right? So I kept thinking, what's going on here? It was like a Friday. I think my money hadn't even just hit, or Thursday night or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And no shit, man. I start walking to the store to see what's going on, because between there, the gas stations are kind of scattered out, I really just got it there. So I went to go inside, kept saying, please see a tenant or whatever. Dude, I swear, this guy comes out the front door and he's got like an AR-15. Okay, and he's holding this thing up. Just, there's a couple of us walking that way, He says, freeze. Man, I didn't even know what to do. No lie, I'm like, holy shit. This guy's robbing the store. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I got my hands up, man. I'm just shaking. All of a sudden, man, they tackle down this guy that was beside me. Okay. They tackle him down. I hear zip ties getting pulled, all this kind of stuff, whatever. And I turn around. I'm going to walk back to my car. The whole parking lot was Crown Vic, SWAT vans, Marshals. And no shit. So, just my luck, it's the car that's in front of me that they've got all these guns drawn on. There's 4 people in the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
One of them they done busted going in, with me, where I almost had a mini heart attack,
Yeah.
And so, I see the guy beside me get taken down. So I'm like, what? I mean, like, really, I'm really confused at this point. Cause I've got a guy that's come out of the store. Looks like Average Joe. He's got a, you know, AR-15. Now I'm seeing this guy get thrown down. Then I notice he got helmets and masks and, you know, like full body armor suits and all this kind of stuff. And so I'm like, oh, I'm like, hell, it's a big deal. So I'm going to run back to my car, you know. By the time I get back to my car, the other car surrounded, there's AR-15s and stuff aimed in every direction. So I just kind of squat down behind my car and look through the back glass, through the front glass, you know.
Yeah.
Man, they open like the passenger back seat. They open me up. They throw that guy out, man, just whoosh, threw his ass out. There was a lady sitting in the middle. They threw her down too, dude. I'm talking about like just bam, you know, threw her down.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like on the shows and stuff, like TV shows, you know, they're like, you know, they might be holding a gun. They're like, you're under arrest. You got the right man. Yeah, no, it wasn't none of that. This guy walks up. He said, you didn't think I was going to get you, did you? You thought you was slick, didn't you? So then I'm realizing it's the guy in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
That's obviously like Al Capone.
Yeah.
You know, like he's the guy they want, you know. And I mean, I'm so nervous, dude. I ain't kidding you. My legs were sweating. Like, no shit. Imagine the surveillance video, dude, like me, but walking back and forth by my car looked like I was like hiding from, you know, like gunfire or something. So he tells him, he says, put your hands on the dash, you know, all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the driver's side window's down, but this guy's window's not down. You know, he's in the passenger seat. And I was watching this all go down, dude. Oh my God. You know, it's bad. You know, I'm scared, you know, whatever. Hell, at them. While they're talking to him, getting him to put his hands on the dash, there is actually a guy crawling down the side of this guy's car or their car.
And the car they're getting into.
Yeah, like the last person's left's in the passenger seat. And the driver's side window's down. This is a police officer, like a SWAT team guy. It's like crawling up the side of this car. And I was really confused. They told him, they said, man, they told the guy in the car, take your hands off the dash and put them on. Well, they told him first, roll the window down.
Yeah.
Take your right hand, put the window down. Wouldn't work because car's off,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So they said, raise your hands and put them on the roof of the car. About time old dude got by right here. The guy that crawled down the side of the car stood up and shot him with a taser with the wires on it.
Yeah.
They snatched him out of that passenger seat, man. The little dude that come out of the gas station, it was like, you know, I thought was robbing it at first. He just hops right in their car and says, let's go. Vanished.
Wow.
Seemed like 2 hours. It's like probably like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, U.S. Marshals and shit, they don't play, dude.
God.
We're always kidding.
Have you ever been tased?
No. I tried to get a police friend of mine to do it.
I got tased at work one time.
Was it one of those ones like they hold their hand, or was it
the wire one. It was the one of those that got the little electric thing that goes back and forth in it.
Oh, yeah. You
put it up like to your neck.
Like a little lightning bolt. Yeah.
Somebody had one, had a flashlight and a taser on the end. And had.
They sell those at the gas station.
Man, I wouldn't even end the argument that was at work that doing it. Like, they just. all of a sudden, I'm working, just typing on a little computer. And then. Bam! I just get tased like in the neck. Just bam!
Good God, dude!
Oh yeah, I was a little irritated, and I don't know what the wire ones feel like or what any other one feels like, but
they're like fish hooks, is what I've heard.
That one
sticking you.
God, that one hurt, and that's still a joke today because they just did it to be funny. And man, to get this certain person back, I put a. They went on vacation, and she went in the office. So she's in a different building than I was. Same building, but different part of the building in the office. I got a prank idea. I filled up, like, I'm talking to, I'm not exaggerating at all. I've still got a video on my phone with it. 200 balloons. Blew all of them up, threw it all over her desk.
Had blow them up, pictures. Like, blow them up.
Oh, blew them all up. I went on a Sunday night. We went in there at like 8 o'clock that night. Dude, I knew she'd come.
Still not be able to feel my jaw. I hate blowing up balloons.
I got a tough jaw. But so we went in there Sunday night at like 8 o'clock. Me and another coworker went in there. He helped me and filled up or blew up all these balloons. I got a bunch of selfies of myself and blew them up and put them on our picture frames, like on a, and I just taped them to the front of them. I got this good idea. She had this pull out drawer and I bought live fish. I bought SpongeBob fishing aquarium decorations. I bought the rock. I bought this big tarp thing. The way we made the fish tank out of it, bought this big plastic tarp, cut it up, made it a liner, poured water in it.
Oh, I put in her drawer.
In her drawer. Oh, so I put live fish and rock, and I made a fish tank out of a drawer. And obviously, those fish ain't going to last very long, but it'll last overnight, you know. She comes in the next morning, balloons all over the place. I put earwax on her headset. I put live animals.
You sign. Put earwax on her headset?
Yeah, yeah.
Like out of your ear?
No, like Vaseline. Not ear, sorry.
Oh.
Vaseline on her headset, yeah. Yeah.
How much wax is your ears made, yeah, bro?
This is good. I mean, she come in the next morning, and the balloons was the best part. Like, that wasn't even hard to do. It just took forever for me to blow those balloons up. That half that room was filled with just regular, your standard balloon, just all over her desk. Like, you had to pop all of them, or, you know, like, I mean, I didn't do it. She had to deal with it, but that was hilarious. That's the same person that tased me, and I told her, I'll never forget you tasing me.
Dude, I take the balloons over getting tased, probably. We used to pull those grill strikers out. You remember those?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you could, like, cut the wire off and shock yourself,
yeah,
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I used to even shock my teeth. Yeah, no lie. Like, my brother would, like, have friends over. He'd be like, hey, shock your tongue and your teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, you actually see that, like, that little spark go in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you're going to get tased, you like try to grab the wires real fast, like go ahead and go in the motion. Because you ever seen that where people like pull out, like, it's just like, they just throw those things out, those tasers.
I guess because they stop the current, I guess. I don't know what they do.
I don't know, man. I was found out the other day, a buddy of mine swears to God that his body will make a battery and a watch go dead in like a day. I'm learning all kinds of stuff, man.
Man.
Yeah, like he's got like, I don't know if he's like the Energizer Bunny or what.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, they told me that.
Man.
Yeah. They listen to this podcast.
Yeah, that.
Strange.
That taser stuff, I don't know. That was one of the top five worst pains I've ever been in.
Really? What's it feel like, those that shock you all the way down to your feet and stuff?
It's like a dizzy, like not really a dizzy. You know how your hand goes to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that on your whole body, where she did on my right side of my neck, and it went all on the right side of my body. Like, my whole, it wasn't long. It was just like she stuck it and did it, and she didn't hold it. She just did it, and that quick, instant arm being asleep feeling went down the right side of my body.
Did it feel hot?
Not really.
Anytime I've ever like felt like I really hurt my neck, it always like made like a hot feel. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Dude, you're probably going to die soon. How long ago was that?
That was a long time ago. I'm good now. Yeah, you ain't going to kill me soon.
I don't know, man.
Need a lot bigger man for that. But no, that was 3 or 4 years ago. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, that girl, like, she didn't... It's not like just dip your toe in the water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sticking it in your damn neck.
Yeah,
you know
sticking... Mean? Yeah. Without even me knowing, you know, and it's my buddy's wife, my best friend's wife. So it is. And so
I would find me some new people. To hang
yeah.
out with.
No kidding. So that not long after that, she did something. She put this is a long story and I won't explain all this, but she put one of those little meow. It's a little electronic circle thing that just makes random cat noises meowing. Well, she had stuck it inside my drawer up under the countertop. And I won't make this story very long. But
you're good, brother.
She put it up under there. Well, I kept hearing it. And I worked during the day. Well, we've got a night crew that comes in at night. And this thing would make a cat noise every so often. I think I can't remember the time limit it did it. Maybe an hour or 90 minutes. Well, I got to where I thought she, I knew she had done something, but I couldn't figure out what she had done. So I'm sitting here and I went to Google on my work computer, cat noises coming from my computer. Like, I didn't know if it, she said it to where, like, I got a certain email, you know, I got, cause you could hear it. It was loud. It'd go meow, just real loud. Yeah. And I'm like, man, I don't know what it, I knew. Obviously, I knew a cat wasn't in the building, but what did she do? And she swore up and down she had nothing to do with it. And there for a while, I believed her, but this went on for about a week. Really? And it would meow about every 90 minutes, it would meow. And I got people from
real
after
quick
hours.
And short.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I hate stuff like that.
So I got people coming in for after hours, like, you know, I'm asking them, have y'all heard the cat noise coming from my computer or coming from around my desk? I said, yeah, we hear it throughout the night. We were wondering what it was too.
They probably thought you had an animal.
No idea. And what it was the whole time. I finally found it. But there for a while, I was about to email my IT department and say, look, is there a way you can set Microsoft Mail to, like, if you get a certain email or a certain thing to trigger the cat noise or something? I didn't know. So to get her back for that, she had went out there. And I used to go to the gym every day on lunch. And I had pre-workout I'd use. Well, she had got my pre-workout bottle that's, you know, the little small one.
Oh, yeah.
And she had put it in this big thing of Jell-O. She made Jell-O, put the container in a bowl, then made Jell-O around it where I had to dig into the Jell-O to get the bottle. That's what she did, too. That was on top. Yes, that was evil. And she's going to listen to this, too. And I got her. It finally ended. The prank war ended when I did this. But when she did that, I had to dig into that Jell-O because she knew I went to the gym every day at a certain time. I went to go get my pre-workout. There it is in a huge thing of Jell-O. She drives this white Toyota Highlander. So and it's white, plain white. Got this big thing of Jell-O. I went out there. I dug my pre-workout out of there. I got that huge thing of Jell-O. I mean, I'm talking a huge thing of Jell-O. I'm talking like a 2-gallon bucket, what she put that thing in. Grabbed
Why
that
didn't you
huge,
eat it to get to
I,
it?
Well, I might eat that later because I'm fat, you know. That was my post-workout, you know, protein recovery, you know. So
I like some Jell-O.
Took this big tub of Jell-O and threw it all over that white Highlander. I mean, it went all over her windshield, splattered under her hood. You know, ha-ha, you know, I did it. But then I got thinking, she was super busy that day. It's hot. It's middle of summer. Oh man, that Jell-O is gonna melt. It's gonna stain that white paint. You know, I was like, God, I feel a little.
It's gonna be sticky.
It's gonna be sticky. Yeah. I was like, so I went in there. I threw her some money. I was like, here, you need to go wash your car because like I'm leaving for the gym right now. I'm not going to wash it. You know, this is a prank war. You started this.
Yeah.
You tased me.
Yeah.
So
in the damn neck, woman.
Yeah. So,
God dang, that's like pushing a kid.
I text my buddy. I said, dude, I don't know if you've heard the prank war that we've got going on with your wife, but her car is soaked in red Jell-O right now, and she's busy, and I don't want to feel bad. I would feel bad if it stained it red because it is a nice car. So I was like, you know, it's probably going to stain it if you don't get it off of there pretty soon. He come up there. They live a mile from the office. He come up there while I was on the gym. Because I come back, it was clean. And I was like, I walked to her office. You go wash your car? Said, no, no. My husband come in here and washed it for me. And I said, well, good. Because I text him that, hey, it's gonna stain.
It's
going to
be nasty, yeah.
So that was
I guarantee, dude, that shit would harden up like a Laffy Taffy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You eat much Jell-O?
I don't eat much Jell-O.
I don't either. I miss it, though.
I can do a Jell-O shot now.
Vodka.
You got some Jell-O shots and some vodka?
I hate vodka.
Man, you just eat. Make you
I can't
some.
Do it, man. I can't even, like, I can't hardly smell even rubbing alcohol now. I got sick off Aristocrat so much.
Arista
dude.
Shit.
Terrible.
That's terrible.
Man, is it like, back when, like, $9 is all I have in my pocket on, like, a Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Put it in the Gatorade.
I'm like, just give me whatever the biggest bottle of Aristocrat you can get. I still remember though
red writing on that white label. You know what I'm talking about?
Like, yes. You put that in Gatorade. I always put it in Gatorade. And
I don't like it. I can taste it. I don't give a shit if you put a drop of it in a bowl of chili. Like, I will taste it.
Yeah.
I can't stand it no more, dude. I threw up over that so much.
You know how you got that when you get drunk? You have that one liquor that you threw up all night long, and you will never drink it again because you know what that time was like.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way I am with Jaeger.
The worst throw up.
Yes.
And you just said the
Jaeger.
The worst throw up I ever had to deal with was a friend of mine. And she, we went to a party in Gunnersville and we stop at KFC. This is stupid anyways. She orders chicken livers.
Ooh.
Yeah, fried chicken livers. You best go to a party where everybody's going to be drinking, you going to order fried chicken livers?
I wouldn't eat chicken livers if I was starving. Oh, I can't eat it
after I fished with them and stuff? No, hell no. I ain't give...
My mom loves them. I don't...
Oh, I can't even like imagine. I don't even know how you could even do that, dude. Like
the texture of them is like a... Gross. My mom loves them. I can't do them.
Man, after... There's been so many times, too, you be fishing or whatever, and it's be like the last little strand of that chicken liver on there, you know? And yeah. Like, if I smelt somebody that smelled like that, throw up on them, probably. No shit. Mm. We got to this party, and some people, I think they didn't know, like, she was with, like, a bunch of dudes and stuff, like, come to the party with a bunch of people. They was trying to get her drunk on Jaeger. Well, that worked. And then I was the one cleaning up the mess.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you can imagine yet Jaeger and liver together, dude.
That's not going to work.
No, it's a stain in the carpet that looks like a damn murder scene.
Yes.
I mean, like, God almighty.
Yes.
They're like, is that liver? Then the Jaeger.
I'm not cleaning up mess.
Whew, shit.
Yeah, I told you, my family lived in Florida for a little while, and I had a couple buddies I was real close with, still close with them to this day. When they hear this, they're going to laugh about it, listen to it. But my family moved to Florida, and my dad opened up one of those, they called them internet sweepstakes, but it was the loophole in the law to like play slots on a computer. And,
really?
Yeah. And they opened them up in Florida. They were open for a couple of years. So my dad went in business with a buddy of his, and they opened up one down there in Jacksonville, Florida. Well, we end up moving it from Jacksonville to Deltona, Florida, which is in between Orlando and Daytona. So anyway, they still had the apartment in Jacksonville, but they were in Deltona.
So it's called Deltona.
Deltona is what it's called. And so I moved down there.
What the fuck are we going to name this city?
Yeah, Deltona.
Well, Daytona's over. Well, how about Deltona?
Yeah. Dell, yeah, you know. I mean, so they were down there, and it was probably an hour and a half, 2 hour drive between the two places from Jacksonville to Deltona. So I had a couple buddies. I'm talking, we're not even old enough to drink yet. Because I remember we had to have some of our alcohol for us. And so we get our alcohol, they come down, we're 20 years old. We had this apartment, this condo place in Jacksonville by ourselves for that weekend. A couple of buddies of mine come down, and we're drinking and stuff, and I remember Goldschlager was a thing back then with the gold pieces in it.
Okay, yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. I remember that one. It's got the candy in it.
Too. Yeah. So this had gold pieces in it. Well, we had never drank it before. If we had drank it, not often, but it was a big thing back in the day. Well, I had a room. My brother had a room. And my mom and dad had a room in that condo. We get talking in the kitchen. We all get tore up, you know. And I wake up, to keep this story short, but we get just god-awful drunk by ourselves at this condo. It's like a Thursday night.
Yeah.
Hell, we having a good old time.
Nothing to do tomorrow.
No, nothing to sleep in tomorrow. And we had plans the rest of the weekend. I wake up outside, okay, of this apartment complex or whatever it was, you got that, you know, when you go camping, you wake up with that dewy feeling on your body. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm in the flower bed out there at the, by the stairs as you go up to the house.
Passed out. In
there? Oh yeah. I passed out outside.
That's some good sleep though. Sometimes.
So and the second buddy that was there videos, he had a video camera. Would video everything. I'm talking about handheld 1990s video camera. I mean, with a cassette. Pop it out. Yeah, that kind of video
then you
camera.
You had to put it in like a bigger tape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he's videoing with. See, I walk up. I wake up. I go up the stairs inside the house. Nobody's awake, I think. So I go in there. I check my mom and dad's room. When my buddy had fell asleep in their bed. He gets up. I said, hey, you know, where's so-and-so muddy, but other buddy at? You know, I think he's back here in your brother's room. So I went back in there, check on him, open the door, and dude, there is throw up everywhere. Everywhere.
That's tough, man.
Go back in there to my mom and dad's room. I tell my buddy, I said, hey, dude, get your camera because there is throw up all over my brother's room. And my brother hadn't been – they hadn't been down there long in Jacksonville. So my brother had clothes in the floor in piles that he hadn't put up yet. There was suitcases. I mean, he was still unpacking. There's throw up all over those clothes. There's by the bed. There's by the bathroom. Oh, he went all over the place. He comes in there with that video camera. He was like, man, what did you do? And he raises his head up, and he sees what we're talking about, and he goes – I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember. And I'm like, number one, we got to clean this up pretty quick because this is awful.
This is going to soak in the car.
This is, and I could smell, when you open that door, you could smell that cinnamon of all that throw up. And you'd see where he had fell off the bed, went in the floor, tried to crawl the bathroom, I guess. There's a bathroom in that room. All over the floor. He didn't make it to the bathroom. He got where he was going. I don't know if there's much left in the tank, but I mean, all over the floor. We got all this on video. It is so hilarious. I've watched it several times, and
dude, those old memories like that's so funny. I remember even going and swimming across ponds that somebody had been like, "I double dog dare you to swim across this pond." It's like, you don't even have to do that shit, yeah, man. You know.
Single dog dare me, I'll do it, you know.
Yeah, single dog me, dog. I'm there. Where are we going? It's like, hey, you know, down here where they thought they saw this alligator. I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Yeah. Quit throwing corn, you know?
Man.
God, there was something I was supposed to tell you on the story on. Shit. Sometimes I do this, man. I had it in my mind. I kept replaying the word. So I remember and I don't remember.
There's so many stories I've got. That, you know, like when you get older, we've grown up a lot. But you think back of some of the stuff you did as a kid. Or as I say kid, as an 18, 19, 20-year-old dude. Like you're a grown adult at that time by law, but I did some stupid stuff.
Yeah. Like, no lie. Okay, so everybody knows my son's been saying these nuts, right? Mm-hmm. So the other day I got to pick him up from school. It's like Tuesday, I guess it was. Yeah, Tuesday or, yeah, Monday. Hell, I don't know. One of them days. So anyway, I got to pick him up from school. And it's, a lot of times the teachers are like, make a beeline to me to tell me something funny he did today or whatever, you know, before they holler at him. And because they're up the playground playing or whatever, and they come up on me and they said, hey, we got to talk to you. I was like, all right, yes, ma'am. Well, they were talking about body parts, him and another little boy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, I kind of figure I know what that is, you know. I said, I'll get on to him. I said, and they knew. So I said, I swear I only done that one time. I only said that one time in front of him, and it stuck with him.
Yeah.
You know, these nuts, you know, whatever. So I never asked him what word it was. I just took it in consideration, you know, body parts and that, you know. So anyway, we get back, or Yeah, so I kind of get scolded by them. I get him in the truck. I'm getting this conversation. I'm like, hey, sometimes we have like almost like golf course talk, but it's like me and you kind of stuff. You mm-hmm. know, I might say something funny, but you don't like go to school and say it, you know? And so today I saw him at the field trip, the same two teachers, and I was talking to one of them, and she's like, how are you? I said, I'm good. I said, but I really feel, you know, you really made me feel like a little kid again.
Yeah.
She said, really? I said, yeah. I came up, I got in trouble by the teacher, right? And when I got home, my ass got it again. You know what I mean? Though, like, I was like, for the first time, like 20 years, 20 pull up, 20, like 5 years, I got in trouble at school and I got in trouble at home. You know, I mean, like, I told Whitney, you know, I said, hey, Walker kind of said something at school, and I said, I think he got in trouble, whatever, he didn't get like a surprise out of that box or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
What'd he say? Then she looks like, I mean, again, yeah, I think he said what you think he said, you know?
Yeah.
Turns out, no. It wasn't these nuts. That wasn't what he said. He come down the slide, and I reckon the sun must have been on or whatever. And when he got to the bottom, he said, my balls are on fire. So, no shit, I got in trouble for something I didn't even have a part in. Because I don't know where he heard that from.
Yeah.
He heard these nuts from me, but my balls are on fire? No, he did not hear that from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't no telling what these kids hear on. I'm sure he probably has a tablet that he watches.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes I'll be
YouTubing it and...
Oh, yeah, I'll be over there playing, like, my game of, what's that called, Royal Clash or Royal Match. And I'll hear something about beep, 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 you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really saying the words?
Yeah.
I'm like, holy, I'm like, turn it down. I've changed it just now. And then, like, 30 seconds later, I hear it again. He's just backed it up.
Yeah.
He ain't fast-forwarded, you know, he ain't skipped or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Tablets and stuff, man. It's the world.
I don't know. I got a little girl. She'll be 5 in February. And thankfully, she's a girl right now, because I'm assuming as they get older, that attitude and that,
oh, Lord,
that whole diva, she's already a diva in attitude, but I know that's getting worse as she gets older. I can see it now, but... As far as, like, games and playing things on her little tablet that some of the boys play, she probably don't see that. So, like, I'm enjoying it right now because I know it's probably coming. Her saying things like that happened yet, but, God.
Yeah, it's coming.
Her attitude, man. I mean, Nikki was telling me today she picked her up from school and she had a sucker. I was reading text messages when I walked up here today. And Nikki said she said something about she got a sucker at school for being good. She does good at school. She don't
see Walker. She gets, normally gets one, but he didn't get one that day.
She gets those little green smiley faces. Gets a little treasure box they got. Well, Nikki said something about, you know, she says, "Oh, you got a sucker at school today." And Riley said, "Yeah." And Nikki said, "Oh, okay, that's cool." And Riley just randomly out of nowhere goes, "Yeah, so what?" Like that little diva attitude. Like, I mean,
sassy.
Why say that? You know,
girls are so sassy these days.
She's gotten in trouble recently at home just saying stuff like that. Yeah, so what? Or I don't care. So what? Like, pick your toys up now for, you know, like it triggers you so quick. Like,
it's aggravating.
I'm trying to be nice to you, kid. You know, like, why are you being like this?
This morning. I carry my daughter to school. Actually, before we ever left school, I'm annoying, but I'm waiting on her. And I'm like, you're going to be late. You know, you're going to be late. She's sitting in the chair with a blanket. She's dressed. She's ready to go. You're going to be late. Well, I'm cold. Well, you're in a blanket. No, I'm really cold. You got to brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Child. I promise you got permanent teeth coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be brown tooth or rotten or what. I mean, like, you have a chance to take care of your teeth now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She says, I'm not, I will in a minute. And I said, no, the mint's already gone. You know, like we're, it's crunch time now.
Yeah.
I might get a speeding ticket trying to get you to school now, yeah. You know? She says, I said, quit acting like a baby. Because I'm not, like, I don't, I'm not going to say any kind of thing that, like, really hurt her feelings or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She was acting like a baby.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like,
yeah,
quit acting like a baby.
Yeah.
Get up, brush mm-hmm. your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just call me stupid? I'm like, why would I call you stupid? I've never yeah. called you stupid. We can if you want to. I know you want to. I said, it's not, I mean, there's nothing stupid about you. You're being stubborn. Get up, brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Well, just call me what you want to. I said, okay, quit acting like a brat.
Yeah.
And I meant that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, yeah, yeah. Go brush your damn teeth.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Golly, this little thing. With girls, that want, they'll hit like a certain age, dude. And it's like, you can have 95 outfits laid out. Pants, shirt, whatever. They'll go through those things. Well, I think I might want this shirt, but I might, I don't know. God, I like those pants, but they're too tight on me. No, they're not. They fit you just fine. No, they're too tight.
Yeah.
You know, and then you'll go through all this, and they'll walk back to their closet, and they'll get the last shirt and the last pair of shorts out of their
yeah.
closet. This is what I'll wear.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because they're out of 96 things, 95 of them's laying here that I thought you might wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to wear the thing you hadn't worn since last
that's
year.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's blow some dust off mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Riley does that, too. I'll ask her what she wants to wear. She'll go, look, she's in a 5T, some 6T size shirts now. Yeah. Got some 4s in the drawer. She wants to wear that 4. Of course. That she hadn't worn in since last year. But, by gosh, it's because I picked it out. And I said, hey, wear this one. Oh, no. We're not wearing that one.
Yeah, no.
Now, if I told her, no, you can't wear that one. Oh, that's the one she wants.
But the next time they'll fight for that one that you said, wear this. And they're like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Then next time it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear this. Like, I thought those pants were too tight. No, they're not too tight. I just didn't like them that day or whatever. Yeah.
That's yeah. bullshit, man. Same with eating, too. Like, I can't get that kid to eat. And every time at supper, she's like, I'm not hungry, you know, I'm full. She ate 2 bites of a carrot or something. I'm like, kid, you've ate 2 bites of a carrot, you know, like you've got to be starving. No, I'm not hungry. Well, we got some Skittles up there on the counter or something. Hey, you want some Skittles? Yeah, yeah. Wait a minute. I thought you wasn't hungry, you know. Like, trying to get her to eat actual food right now is, test your patience. Like, you're not going to starve the kid, but you're going to eat actual food. You're not going to eat, you know, candy and chips all the time. You know,
we try to do that here, dude. And it's just so hard to get them to like, yeah, no. That's some of the aggravating things. I mean, like that and with the phone things, like turn it down. It's not that loud. TV's louder. It's like, turn your phone down. The TV's louder so I can hear the TV. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not 2 feet in front of my, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
Man.
Let's touch on this for a minute, though. Me and you was talking about Smitty with the beef, the butcher.
Yes. I love Smitty. And you're going to get – Smitty, if you listen to this today or tomorrow, you're going to give me some meat tomorrow. We're going to go – the meat you cook, not your meat. We're going to go to the camper this weekend. A little getaway. And me and Nikki are, not me and Smitty, you know. I love Smitty, but not that much. But
he's gonna give you the meat tomorrow.
Yeah, he's gonna give me the meat tomorrow. So I want you to beat some meat for me, and we're gonna grill that thing tomorrow Thursday or Friday. But I'll see you tomorrow, Smitty, and I'm gonna tell this story. By the time I was a senior in high school, we had this little house we had parties at and stuff, and I don't remember if it was a weeknight or a weekend night or what, but I wouldn't supposed
to. You were going to tell a story about beef.
we'll get to the beef in a minute. But, man, he'll know this story, but he got in a little tussle with, he had some beef with some other people that night.
At the party.
At the party, yeah. He got a little intoxicated and he was trying to leave. And I remember I was standing there. I wasn't even in it, had no part in it. I'm just standing there minding my own business. Well, he and a buddy of mine was yelling at each other. I guess my buddy was trying to tell him not to leave or something. He picks up this chair that, I mean, wouldn't just your normal wooden chair you'd see at a family kitchen table, you know, sitting for dinner, and hurls this chair across. I'm trying not to exaggerate, but it was across the living room into the kitchen.
Oh, so, yeah, he's got some strength.
And he hurls that chair at my buddy. Well, he ducks, like Matrix-style ducks. I mean, that chair just demolishes me. I mean, puts it in three. That chair went to three pieces. Not lying. That chair broke over me, you know. And I'm 18 years old. What am I going to do? You know, kill him? You know, beat his ass? I'm 5 foot with 150 pounds, you know. Can't beat up Smitty. He just storms out the house. And he leaves. And we used to give him all kinds of crap about that. So he apologized later. Man, I didn't mean to throw that chair at you. You know, I know you didn't, but you did.
I'm trying to hit your buddy, bro.
You know, trying to hit your buddy, bro. Yeah, destroyed me with that chair. But anyway, we just back talking about meat. You know, I work at Garrison and JBS Beef. I don't know if you've ever heard JBS Beef.
I don't think.
The only place around here that has it is Publix, I believe. Publix has it because I know we deliver to a bunch of DCs. HEB's a big one for them. Costco. We don't go to any Walmarts. So that's probably why you don't see it at Walmart. But they've got, they slaughter them in-house. And we have 5 or 6 plants that we pick up out of.
Yeah.
Greeley, Colorado, Grand Island, Nebraska, Plainwell, Michigan, Salterton, Pennsylvania, and Tolleson, Arizona. That's another big one. Hiram, Utah, out there near Salt Lake. So anyway, that's a big slaughtering plant. We'll pick them up. So I was listening to you and Smitty's, you know, podcast the other night. He was talking about how like Midwestern meat is gold, you know. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, because I was the one talking about the feedlots.
Yeah. So I mean,
I gave a lot of misinformation on that.
Yeah,
one, actually, yeah, probably.
And I don't know what they do. I mean, Smitty knows what they do. I don't know what they do, but you tell me when to pick it up and when you want it, where you want it, and what time you want it there, pretty much. So
Yeah. That's
what I do. I mean, that's my big customer at Garrison. And like I said, they go to HEB's in Texas and they run to Publix over here in Tukula, Georgia, which is like northeast Atlanta.
Yeah.
So I've actually found them in Publix and Coleman before and cooked them. And it's good quality meat. But nothing like Smitty's got.
Smitty's meat can't be beat.
No, you're right.
Not even with two hands.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. But he was talking about that.
I was talking about I had heard one time, man, that like if you took like a grain-fed cow, like at these feedlots, you know, you take like a grain-fed cow, grain-fed, and you like, let's just say I bought like 6 of them from like a feedlot. They've been there like 6 months and I brought them out and I turned them out in the field, mm-hmm. you know, to free roam, free graze. They wouldn't live 2 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I heard that on a podcast. They were talking about even like poultry, like chickens. Like you'll see the grain fed. You think that's like super healthy, but really it's like not. You know, yeah. It's like better like your cow that's getting grass.
And, yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff. But I heard a podcast and then they were talking about, even like the cows, like if you went to a feedlot, like let's just say Texas, we're going through Dallas or not Dallas probably, but somewhere around Texas, whatever, where it's like seems like it's like a mile of damn cows, you know, just with their head on trough, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, they don't, like, the ground even doesn't have any more nutrients left. Does that make sense? Because, like, with the cows, they come in, they graze. As they pull the grass, as they eat the grass, the top of the grass, well, their roots almost go in, like, an emergency mode. And they have to, like, really, like, get in that dirt, get what minerals and stuff they need so it can grow back or whatever, you know. And then once it starts growing back, it kind of reverses the nutrients back into the ground. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Yeah. Like, think about it. Yeah. Because I know I heard this guy, like, word for word on it. But, like, yeah, I mean, there's even, like, chickens. You know, like, if you just fed chickens feed all the time. I mean, like, mine, I'll go, like, every other day or something. I'll feed them enough. I mean, I know they're full. They're laying eggs. Yeah. You know what I mean? Stuff. And they ain't like they're swarming the coop when I walk out there with a feed bucket or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And you can kind of notice it with them where if they don't, they kind of get on that schedule where they're like, okay, he's going to throw me like a half a scoop, you know, and I'm going to eat a little bit of that. Then I'll go and feed on this grass. Then I'll go back. Because when I had them underneath the coop itself, before I had like a good spot for them to, like, you know, roam around.
Yeah.
I noticed like the food was just like completely gone, just, you know, and now that they're in the grass and stuff, they're not, you know, it's, I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
Interesting on chickens. Like, did you know? And like, so Garrison Hall's 90% chicken. I mean, Pilgrim's Pride's our biggest customer.
Yeah.
What do you think is the most, not the most important, but the most highest prioritized part of a chicken to haul? Like, if you got a chicken, you're going to slaughter it, you're going to cut it up, you're going to haul it to go get cooked. What do you think of that chicken? The whole body is
wings,
the most.
Probably. No,
it's the feet.
Really?
Chicken feet. So, and I learned this last week.
So what are they, people are eating them?
I'm about to, so I learned this last week. We started this new lane with Pilgrims, run out of Texas to Georgia and out of Arkansas to Georgia, and they call them chicken paws. In the system, it says chicken. It's a chicken paw load. That's how we notify. Like, oh crap, that's a high value important deal.
Really?
Here.
So I mean, it's like.
They cut the feet off and they sell them internationally. And these people out in, you know, China, Japan, they put them in soup. They'll cook them and they dissolve. They put them in soup. And I did not know this.
Damn, nails but, and all.
Yeah, nails, the little webbed area, whatever that is. And yeah, like chicken paws, what they call them. And I found out about this because one of them was running a little behind, and Pilgrims was flipping out. Like, the sucker's got to get there because the shelf life's not very long on them. So they've got to get them to the plant we're going to and do what they need to do with them and then package them and get them on a boat and overseas and all that crap.
That's interesting.
But that was, chicken paws. So if you ever see some chicken paws, that's high-dollar stuff.
Kind of makes me want to try it.
Yeah. And I was talking to Owen, Donovan's son, Owen. And I was like, man, why are they so high profile? And that's what he was told me that. That's what told me. They sent them, you know, internationally overseas. And I've never had one, never ate one. Wouldn't know how to cook one. But they put them in soup and soup.
What is it? They put in like turnip greens here, hog. Is it the? It ain't the ham bone, but it's the hog. Ain't it something like a? It's kind of gross when you hear it, but if you ever eat turnip greens, it's got it in there. It's so good. The hog jaw, hog ball?
Yeah, hog jaw, I think.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, that's why it tastes so good. You know, I don't have to put much in there. I'm put that hog jaw in there. It's like, okay, let's just leave that out, brother. I'm going to go. I'm going to eat it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
But yeah, I'd heard that, and that was interesting. I didn't know that. We just started recently hauling those.
I figured you were going to say chicken wings because each chicken will only throw out four wings, two flats, two drumsticks, right?
And those are high profile too. They're not the most high prioritized part, but
yeah. Chicken feet, I don't like dark meat.
I don't either.
I hate dark meat. I don't like it greasy. don't know. If you like it, more power to you. But I cannot stand it, dude.
Yeah.
My grandmother used to cook out. I'd be like, man, it smells good. What is it? Nah, it's a thigh and a drumstick. It's like, yeah, I'm going to go back home, see what kind of microwave dinner I got.
Yeah. I can do a drumstick. I just don't do a thigh. I can't. Not really a big fan of a thigh.
I just don't either, man. It's like a, you got to get like to that slime to get to the meat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
With that, like chicken breast, man, tear it crust off and boy, you take that fork and just turn it over.
Oh, yeah.
Dip that in a little bit of brown gravy.
Uh-huh. Oh.
From Jack's. Yeah.
Call me crazy. Jack's got, Jack's KFC? Has, is, I don't, I can eat KFC, but if you're going to ask me which one to choose, I'm choosing Jack's all day.
Yeah, I like their green beans too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
shit, I'm like when you get,
clothes,
you,
though,
when you grow up in Holly Pond, that's all you got's Jack's.
Oh,
you
I know,
think
yeah.
you get tired of it. I don't.
I always swap it up to them, like bacon cheeseburger, this, or whatever. Yeah, but I do like their chicken breasts and stuff a lot. And it's a big one too. And I think it's fried in like the same thing those fries are fried in. It's got kind of that orangey salt.
Probably that look salt. Yeah, that salt flavor. That
orange salt
flavor.
Because sometimes I've went places and ordered like a chicken finger basket and it tastes like catfish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, damn, if I'd have known it was going to be like this, I'd order catfish and maybe it tastes like chicken.
I'll tell you what you can't beat. You can't beat that Philly cheesesteak at the cafe that they used to have.
You know what's so funny about the cafe, man? It's been like this. My grandparents, my uncle had that thing for years growing up. I could go in there and order just an ice water. Walk in there for 2 seconds, order ice water, come out. I'm going to have the shits. It don't matter. I'm not eating here. Yeah, I'll be good for the ride. I'm going to run here and get me a water. Run there, get you a water. Come back out. You're like, oh, my God, I'm about to shit in my pants. I don't know what. It's always been that way, dude.
Yeah.
The food's always been good. But, I mean, there's been several times when – I live like 2 miles from there. I was like, I'm not going to make it home. You know what I mean? Like,
you would be dead with a Philly. Be dehydrated.
You know what's funny too about Philly? I'll order like a Philly steak. But I ask first, I'm like, y'all got A1?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we got A1. Real A1.
Yeah.
You know, like I can taste the difference and shit. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring me ketchup. It starts with a C.
Yeah.
On the name, you know, I want the real stuff. Mm-hmm. I want some Heinz, you know.
Yeah.
I'm paying $12 for cheeseburger and fries. I want the good shit, you know what I mean? Soon as that damn Philly comes out, they bring that A1 bottle and it says like quality choice or. Yeah, so.
Great value.
Yeah, I just go ahead. Yeah, great value. I just pick up the salt shaker and I just shake that thing till it's almost out. Because I'm like, nothing's going to compare to A1 or like Dale's. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
God dang. But, hell, I've enjoyed it, brother.
Man, it's been a good time.
Yeah, it's been my man. Got Tristan Cox, buddy of mine, golfing dude. I used to carry him around and show him all the pretty girls of Holly Pond.
Need to do that. I met you. I guess I'd consider meeting you. I didn't know it was you, really.
Fifth grade, probably.
Yeah, I was fifth, sixth grade, and I guess my hormones are kicking in at fifth and sixth grade.
And I knew exactly where to take
you. Yeah, you did. That's why I'm not gay. I mean, I'm
probably responsible for a lot of people not being gay.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ever since I can remember, it was like, my brothers would be like, hey, you know, so-and-so there, oh, Tiffany or whatever. It's like, yeah, she's going to be hot one of these days. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, start looking at Tiffany different. I see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like that, man. I've been girl crazy since I was a kid, which I've been married now for 11 years, 15 years dating. So, like, I wouldn't even know, like, if I started – trying to date again. Do people still ask, are you going to go with me? Or is it just kind of like Snapchat them something? Like,
I think it's kind of like a mutual thing. Like I got divorced a little over a year ago, so I got thrown in the dating world. And
look, dude, you
just know. I guess you just know. I didn't ever. never ask really. Hey, will you go out with me or like George so Strait? Check yes or no. Yeah, no, it ain't none of that. It's a
everybody needs to take a mulligan on their first wife.
Yeah,
I just feel that way. You know,
she. I guess what it is when a girl knows you're dating them at this stage in your life is when you say that L word. That's what made us official, I guess. Like,
oh, when you say you love them.
Yeah. As soon as I said I love you, it was, oh, gosh, we're locked in. Yeah, you know,
it's like, hey, come help me get some stuff from mom and dad's.
Yeah.
You know, I'm moving in.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I've met those before.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. I love you. It's like, love you too.
Yeah.
What the hell did I just say? You know? Hey, I'll be back in just a minute. I'm going to grab some clothes.
And it's like, in my case, like I said it drunk one night. Like we'd been talking, texting, whatever you call it these days.
Oh, yeah.
For I don't remember how long, but I said it drunk one night. That next morning, my God, she had to know. Did you mean did you mean what you just said?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what you said last night?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, babe, I do. I remember all of it.
I hope I text myself. You know, because I text myself stuff.
Like, what'd I say?
I got my own number saved in as myself, and I'll think of something. I'm like, God, I got to, like, write that down, you know, and I'll text myself.
Yeah.
People are like, how do you text yourself? Save your number in your phone. Save it as your name. Text yourself. It shows up right there. It might be a recipe. It could be something somebody funny. Somebody said something funny.
They got something new on iPhones now. It's called Notes, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like them. No. I'd really get that.
That's where all my stuff's in.
And I'm like, this dude is freaking crazy. Yeah. You know, but it's really me, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. And I'm like, you won't believe what Jacob said. And then I'm like, never mind. Never mind. Y'all don't know him or whatever.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Play it off cool.
You got to play it off cool these days, man.
Yeah.
If not, you're blasted all over everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Well, I enjoyed it, my man.
It's been fun, man. We gotta do this again.
We are. We're gonna do it again.
Same time next Wednesday.
Yeah. I think so. Peace out.
If you're wanting to shop Guess Who merchandise or maybe create your own, check out addisondesigns.us. They have everything from hats, shirts, koozies, coasters, you name it, they make it. Check them out, addisondesigns.us. Don't forget to use the promo code GUEST2, receive 10% off. Check them out.